Alright, what is up, you savage metalhead fuckers? Today, we here on darksummoning.tv are going to look at the new Pierce the Veil song. Of course I'm kidding. What the fuck's wrong with you? So, unfortunately, sorry if you're a 14-year-old girl in your normal people scare me t-shirt, getting your mom to drive you to Warp Tour in her minivan. This video, you might want to click off now because it just lost all interest to you. Of course, I'm kidding about that as well. You do you. It's okay to be that way. Just be savage. Anyway, let's get down to the real business. You guys might be wondering why I'm doing music instead of movies, but let's just be clear. Metal comes first in life, and it's Rob Zombie. It's not like I'm talking about some weird YouTube track. I'm still keeping it creepy, so just calm the fuck down. Anyway, let's get on to some news about the man, the myth, the legend, Rob motherfucking Zombie. The horror shock rocker, been around since, well, you know, White Zombie started late 80s. He had a good career with them, a lot of hit singles, and then late 90s, kicked up his own solo career after that band broke up. Has been nothing but amazing and famous in his years as a musician and even a filmmaker as well. But if you haven't heard the news about Rob Zombie's new album, then you've been living under a fucking rock. So go fucking read a news article or something, because this is not news. He does have a new album coming out titled The Electric Warlock Acid Witch Satanic Orgy Celebration Dispenser. Just a fucking kick-ass name. I mean, that's kind of Rob Zombie's thing lately. He's been overnaming things. I mean, I had the chance to see him last summer. The tour he was on was called the Super Monster Sex Action Tour. I mean, that's just a viscerally spunky name. Anyway, that's his new album. Let's call it Electric Warlock, you know, make it easy. And especially, I now heard that he has a new single out entitled, yeah, and that is titled, the new single, the fuck just happened. I just totally drew a blank. I'm not going to edit that out. You can fucking deal with it. He has a new single coming out titled, Well, Everybody's Fucking in a UFO. I mean, what more needs to be said, right? It's a really good track if you haven't heard it yet. Rob Zombie's been quoted as saying he feels like it'll be the new Dracula, the new hit for legions of fans to hold on to, the one, the good sing-along jam at the show. But it's a viscerally fucking amazing track. It's got this really weird style singer. It's like, I don't know, it's fucking weird. He's like talking out of his mouth, side of his mouth is what it sounds like. But it works out. Heavy guitars, man, really punchy. He did say this is going to be a heavier album for his usual style, but, you know, the track is just really punchy. I mean, really just grooving and slamming. It's just fucking a good track. I mean, just give it a listen. It's a great track. But in more recent news, in the past couple of days, it's finally being considered by mainstream radio. Ugh. FM radio. But anyway, it's now a single that they can play because you got it. He's released a video for it, and let's just say it's a fucking great music video. I mean, you've got it starts with his band, his guitarist John 5, amazing fucking guitarist, drummer Gingerfish, and bassist Piggy D sitting in kind of this like astronaut training classroom. You know, the dude's talking in the background. You can see a nice alien cock drawn on the board, talking about alien life forms. And then all of a sudden we are introduced to the only person to have the sex with an alien, Miss Bunny Peachbottom, played by the sexual Sherry Moon Zombie, who, I mean, we're not surprised she's in the video. She's in about everything Rob Zombie does. But the people that bitch about that are fucking stupid. Who wouldn't want to look at Sherry fucking Moon Zombie? She's a sex goddess. Anyway, I digress. she starts going into details about the aliens orgy that I guess she had going on with them. And, you know, just great scenes. You got a little fapping scene in there. Just always makes things better. And after we get the intro story, finally, it's a long music video. It's like 7 minutes, and the song's under three. But we finally get the song going. It's pretty Rob Zombie, you know. It's a weird video. Even when he comes in, you got the weird dancing and whatnot going on. Kind of his signature thing is that Rob Zombie dancing. That weird, groovy, sexual... Yeah, sexual dancing that he's just famous for. It's as big in his live act, but this music video incorporates that well. And yeah, I fucking love watching Rob Zombie do that shit, so fuck off. I love watching Rob Zombie dance in that weird way. Anyway, so we got that, and we've got a really, really good shaky camera angles. And Rob Zombie's shirt he's wearing is also amazing. Unidentified fucking object, which, to be honest, it's just... it's great. There's nothing wrong with this video whatsoever. But you can kind of tell as the band's playing and stuff that Rob Zombie's videos have definitely evolved. Yeah, this is like, it's not serious by any means, but it's not quite as cheesy as when he started. I mean, granted, special effects weren't what they were then, and that kind of was the style. You look at videos from like Dracula and Super Beast, and you know, they don't hold up over time, but in my opinion, still great classic videos. The biggest thing you'll notice when watching this music video are the immense quantities of alien dicks flying around. I mean, and the aliens are pretty hung, give them that, but these are some pretty big dicks these aliens have, and they're very present throughout the duration of this video. And so just keep that in mind when you're going in to watch it, if you haven't seen it yet, and which you haven't, you need to. So that's all really needs to be said about the video. Let's talk about... oh, he did have Rob Zombie just kind of underground. You can find it on YouTube. Just released another single from the album called The Hideous Exhibitions of a Dedicated Gore Whore. Just another great song name. Just overly long, almost annoyingly long, but it's fucking amazing. It's just... I'm really looking forward to this album just by looking at the track listing. But this song also... very good, very raw, kind of heavier production. And the thing that really sticks out from this track, minus the just killer groove it brings in, is the weird, occult, spooky, kind of even cheesy organ that's very 70s sounding. That just keyboard just plays a great role in the vibes of this song. And I'm guessing what the vibes of the album across are going to be. You know, Rob Zombie loves that pre-70s horror, and that organ just really rocks itself out with that nice occult rock feeling. So, you know, give that a shot. If you haven't heard the song yet, it's on YouTube. And on a final note, I've heard a few interviews saying that Rob Zombie plans on making an Electric Warlock Acid Witch movie, meaning that there will be a music video for every song that I guess will make a movie. I don't know much about that yet. I don't know. What do you think's gonna happen? I mean, I'm sure knowing Rob Zombie, he said he did want this album to be a spectacle. That's why, I mean, it's been done recording forever, but he wanted to have time to put this all together when he wasn't working on his movie, which we're still waiting on. 31, when the fuck is that gonna come out? But anyway, if you guys do want to buy the album, there's a really good website, fuckinginaufo.com. It's got a lot of good deals going on right now. You got pretty much a lot of autograph shit. I mean, you can buy the autographed LP on vinyl, which vinyl is the sexy way to do things. You can grab that for like, shit, it's only like $60 or whatever for an autographed vinyl. I mean, they got a lot of stuff. You can buy the album there, pre-order it, you know, VIPs and stuff. Check out fuckinginaufo.com. I don't know why the fuck I'm telling you this. I should be getting sponsored. I'm throwing a plug on here for Rob Zombie, and I'm not getting paid for it, so that's how dedicated I am. Anyway, let me know what you guys think of the new video, the new song, in general, what you think the album's going to be like, and go ahead and maybe tell your friends about this channel. Let's get more shit rolling, you know. Anyway, thanks for listening. Stay fucking creepy, you spooky-ass bitch motherfuckers.